right, good morning. So let's take a comfortable seat on the mat and start with a moment of just breathing. Close our eyes, breathe in and breathe out. Let your breath be deeper than it usually is. Let our head drop down and roll from side to side. We come back to center now and bring hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body. Peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. As you inhale, circle your arms up into the sky above you. And then as you exhale, let them float back down to the ground. And keep flowing like that. Maybe you'll close your eyes and move with your breath. Now one more time, the arms reach into the sky. This time as we exhale, we'll fold forward. Lay your hands down on the mat, step your feet back. Let's find our way to downward facing dog. Pushing back away from your hands, pressing heels up and down. Noticing places in your body that feel tight, that crave an opening today. Let's walk our hands back to our feet where we'll fold into a forward bend. Every pose is your own interpretation of it. Find where it feels good in your body and makes sense for your body. Now walk the hands forward again until you're back to downward facing dog. And set your knees on the mat. Slip hips into heels, drag your hands back towards your knees. And then rise up into the sky and blow in the breeze. Fold forward. And again, dragging hands into knees, we rise up onto our knees. Blow in the breeze. Folding forward. Once more, rising up. And blowing in the breeze. Fold forward. Turn your toes under your feet. Step into downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Left knee comes to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands down. Step the right foot back. Shifting forward, let's come to kneeling plank, shoulders above the wrists. Exhale, lower down. Inhale and rise into cobra. And then exhale, hips reach to heels, child's pose. And toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now step the left foot forward. Right knee touches down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, the hands come back down. And the left foot steps back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. As we inhale, let's rise into cobra. And then hips into heels, child's pose. As you come to child's pose, remember that you can always return here and rest anytime. Child's pose is always available. Now toes again to the floor, hips to the sky. We step into downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale all the way up. And then exhale all the way down, sun breaths, flowing with your breath. Let's rise up one more time. Bringing hands to the heart. Look down. Make sure you're standing at the very front end of your mat. And we'll flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. And then we'll sink our hips down and back, chair pose. And rise all the way up. Add a little curve into a back bend if you want to. And then dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And set your hands on the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reaching to the sky. And then hands touching back down again. And the left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. With the exhale, back to downward facing dog. Right leg up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then our hands come back to the mat and the left foot steps up to meet the right. Inhale up into the sky. And sink down chair pose. All the way up again. Here's where you can lean back if you want to. And then swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, set your hands down, step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, arms up to the sky. Hands down to the mat. Right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And as we exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. Now left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And the hands touch back down. Right foot steps up to the front. Inhale, rise. And sink down, chair pose. Back up and into the sky. Maybe you'll lean back once more. And then dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And bring your hands to the mat. Let's walk our feet back and step into downward facing dog. Take a couple of nice deep breaths here. As we come to this end of 2017, it becomes naturally a time of reflection and introspection, and also a time of anticipation. So as you breathe in anticipation, excitement about what's to come. And as you breathe out a combination of gratitude for the year gone by and letting go. So let's begin our standing flows. Take your right leg to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Now in this lunge, if you'd like, you can let your arms swing, one to the front and one to the back and forth like scissors. You can even pulse the lunge up and down a little as your arms swing. Now both arms to the back, and then as you reach to the sky, step forward. Take your right hand around your left wrist, reach it up, 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 up. And then a nice curving side bend over toward the right as you feel the rib cage on your left side fan out and open. Now come up and take your side bend to the other side. Back up, drop hands to your sides now. Little twists from side to side. Arms swinging free. Now both arms up to the sky. Bend the knees, swing the arms down and back, and then swing them back up. Circle your arms round and round. Slide the feet together, hands to the heart, chair pose. Adding a twist, take the right elbow between your knees and then up and over to the outside of the left knee as we twist to the left. Come back to the center And let's twist to the right. Take your left elbow now across your body to the outside of the right knee. And the twist turns the other way. Come back to center, reaching up with the prayer in our hands. Let it burst open, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mats. Excuse me, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Now let's reach our hands behind the back. Here we'll link fingers together and we'll push the hands and shoulders back. Heart spreads wide open. Release your hands, spread your arms wide. Cross your right arm over your left, either hug your shoulders or wrap the arms around one another in the arms from Eagle Pose. And then the arms rise up, crossing at the wrists, up and overhead. Now bring your hands down and fold them from your heart right into a deep bow. With gratitude and letting go. Hands come to the mat, left leg to the sky behind you. Bring your left knee under your body, come to plank pose. And then back to downward facing dog, we push back and reach the left leg to the sky. Come forward and back. Now bring your left knee in again. Hold here. And then cross your left foot under your body and lay it to the right side of your mat. Set your right foot down, right arm to the sky. You can always come to a knee if this is a little too intense. And come back around, left leg up into the sky. Walk your hands all the way back to your right foot, standing splits. And then walk your hands forward again. And as we come to the vinyasa, you can keep your left leg up or you can bring it back to the ground. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg up and into the sky. Now step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then again, you can swing the arms forward and back. Both arms to the back. As you reach to the sky, step forward. Right hand grabs the left wrist. Reach up, 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 and then over to the right as you stretch the left side of your body. And come up, change the hands. Reach the right arm up nice and high, and then over to the left. Stretching the right side of your body. And come back up, drop hands to your sides. Little twists from side to side. Both arms up to the sky, bend your knees, swing the arms down and back, and then back up into the air. Now circle your arms round and round. Slide feet together, hands to the heart, chair pose. Take your right elbow all the way across to the left side, and we twist to the left. Come back to center, and then twist to the right. Come back to center, the prayer in your hands rises up, bursts open, and we dive down. Hands come to the mat, step the right foot, left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands reach behind the back. As we push the hands and shoulders back, feel the front side of your body spreading open wide. And arms reach wide, crossing the left arm over the right. Again, either hug shoulders or wrap the arms together. Now the back side of the body opens. And then the arms reach overhead, crossing at the wrists. And they unfold from the heart into a deep bow. Hands come to the mat, right leg to the sky behind you. Bring your right knee under your body, plank pose, flowing forward and back using your breath. Come forward once again, holding here. Crossing the right foot underneath your body, lay it to the left side of your mat. Come onto your left foot, left arm to the sky, or your own variation of it. And then come back around. Right leg up into the air. Walk your hands back to your left foot, standing splits. And walk the hands forward again. And we're back to downward facing dog. For the vinyasa, leg up or down. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up, and exhaling back, downward facing dog, and right leg up to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Adding the arm swing if you'd like. Both arms back. As you reach to the sky, step forward. Right hand grabs the left wrist up and over into the side bend. Let's go the other way. Come back up, drop your hands to your sides, twist, little twist, side to side as your arms swing. And then both arms up into the sky, bend your knees, swing the arms down and back, and then swing them back up. All the way around. Feet together, hands to the heart, chair pose. Right elbow crosses the body for a twist to the left. And then back to center and a twist to the right. Come back to center. The prayer rises up, bursts open. We dive down. Hands come to the mat. Step the right foot back. This time, knee comes to the mat. Top of the foot touches the floor. Inhale, reach your arms wide. And exhale, bow forward. Flow with your breath. Now reach your arms up to the sky. Lace your fingers together like a steeple. Index fingers pointing to the sky. Stretch up through your body. And if you'd like, you can add a back bend here and make it the crescent shape. Now hands come down to the mat. And we shift hips backwards as we stretch into the left leg. Close your eyes, fit it to your own body, your interpretation, into the language your body speaks. Now let's come forward. As we take hands to the mat, we'll turn the right toes under, pick the right knee up. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. Knee comes into the body, go back and forth. Coming forward one more time, hovering for a moment. And then cross your left leg underneath you to the right. Set your right foot down, right arm to the sky, or your variation. And we'll come back around. Left leg up to the sky. Walk hands back to the right foot, standing splits. And the hands walk forward. And again, the vinyasa, leg up or down. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. One more time through, left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arm swing if you want. Both arms to the back, reach to the front, step forward. Right hand grabs the left wrist, side bend to the right. And up and over to the left. And coming back up, drop hands to the side, little twist, side to side. Both arms up to the sky, bend the knees, swing the arms down and back, and up into the air. Circle your arms round and round. Hands to the heart, slide the feet together, chair pose. Take your twist to the left by taking your right elbow across your body. Come back to center and take your twist now to the right. Left elbow crosses over. Back to center, the prayer rises up, bursts open, we dive down. Hands come to the mat, step your left foot back, lay the knee down. Top of the foot touching the floor, inhale, arms reach wide. Exhale, bow forward with your breath. Now bring your arms up overhead, make a steeple with your fingers, rise up tall, and curve into a back bend if that's comfortable for you. And then hands come down to the mat, hips shift backwards, take a stretch into your right leg, fit it to your body, close your eyes. Come firmly onto the mat, tuck your left toes under, pick your left knee up, right leg to the sky, and the knee under the body as we shift forward and go back and forth. Now come forward and hover for a moment. And then cross your right foot underneath you to the left. Come onto your left foot, left arm to the sky. And then back around, excuse me, rolling onto the left toes, right leg to the sky. Walk your hands back to your left foot. One more time, standing splits. And then we'll walk hands forward. And for our last vinyasa, right leg up or down. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Let your knees now come to the mat. Lay your hips into your heels. And lay yourself down to rest in child's pose. Long, slow, deep breaths. As you inhale, the anticipation, the excitement for what's to come in the new year. As you exhale, combination of gratitude and letting go. To the front of the mat, our hands pressed down. We'll dig our toes into the floor, lift our hips to the sky, and slowly find our way back again to downward facing dog. And walk your feet up to meet your hands. Slowly come all the way up. And we bring hands into the heart. So we're ready for some balancing now. Let's step first onto the right foot. First pose today will be tree pose. So when you feel nice and rooted in your right foot, take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. Your hands can be at the heart, or they can branch out from there. And know that stepping down and starting again is always fine. Using a wall to support you, another option. And drop your hands to your sides. And then scoop your arms forward as you straighten the left leg. Arms now reach to the sky. And then we'll bend the left knee as we bring hands to the heart. Slip your right or your left hand around behind your back, right hand on the knee or the extended leg holding the toes. Stand up straight and tall. Let's take a twist to the left. Begin to turn your shoulders and your chin around to the left. And then come back around. 2 feet touch the ground. Enjoy moving your body for a moment. And now plant your tree, left foot on the mat. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Your interpretation of it. Drop hands to your sides. Scoop the arms and the right leg forward, arms all the way up to the sky. And then bend the knee, hands come to the heart. Take the right hand behind your back, left hand on the knee or the toes, standing up straight and tall. The twist now turns around to the right. And then back around again, 2 feet to the mat. Enjoy moving your body again for a couple of breaths. And let's take a nice big inhale that reaches up and into the sky. As we exhale, we'll fold forward. Take our hands to the mat. Walk our feet back. And now we'll lay our knees down, slip hips into heels, and find our way back again to child's pose. Lay yourself down. Add a side bend now. Walk your hands way over to the right. And walk your hands back again to the center. And then way over to the left. Bring hands back again to the center. Walk your hands in toward your knees. And let's take a back bend, camel pose. So we'll take a little fold in the mat so we have some cushioning for our knees. Set your knees on that cushioning wide apart. Curl your toes under your feet and stand up onto both knees. Make fists at your low back. And then roll your shoulders back as you lift your heart toward the sky and curve back into where this back bend feels good for you. Anticipation, excitement of the possibilities ahead. Carefully bring your back bend up. Sit your hands on the mat, tiptoe your knees back, and then you can stretch your mat all the way out again. Set your hips down into your heels. One more time, come to child's pose. Take a moment to let your back relax from that exhilarating back bend. Tuck toes into the floor, hips to the sky. We step into downward facing dog. So we're ready to move into some nice deep hip openings. So we'll move into pigeon pose. So you, of course, have the option to do pigeon pose on your back. If you choose that option, cross your right ankle over your left thigh and draw the legs in toward you. Or for the prone variation, step your right foot forward. And as you bend the knee, lay your foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. And then settle yourself down into pigeon pose. We'll take some time here. Nice, deep letting go. Let your breath be long and slow and deep as you find that sweet spot of release in your right hip. If you're in the prone variation, take your hands to the mat. If you're on your back, reach your left leg to the sky and use that to swing yourself up to sit. And if you're in this prone variation, drop over onto your right hip. Swing your left leg around until it touches your right foot. And let's all turn and face the left leg. With an inhale, we reach to the sky and lengthen upward. And as we exhale, let's fold over the left leg in a forward bend. Notice how these forward bends are so naturally reflective and introspective. Every breath, gratitude for the good things of this past year, but also letting go. Walk your hands up your right leg. Place your hands on the mat. Step your left foot back. Step your right foot back. And come to downward facing dog. Let's press our heels up and down a few times as we take that in. And now we'll take pigeon pose to the other side. So again, if you're on your back, this time it will be left ankle across right thigh. Or for the prone variation, step your left foot forward, bend the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. So choose whatever feels most healing for you. Close your eyes, breathe deeply. If you're in the prone variation, hands come to the mat. If you're on your back, right leg up to the sky, use that to swing yourself up. From here, slip over onto your left hip, swing the right leg around to meet your left foot. Turn to the right leg, inhale, reaching to the sky, and exhale, a forward bend over the right leg. with gratitude and letting go. Hands up the right leg. Take hands onto the mat. Swing your right foot back. Step your left foot back. And again, press heels up and down a few times. Now let's bend our knees. Lay them on the mat. Crisscross our ankles. Slip right over the tops of our feet as we come to sit. And bring the soles of your feet together. Hold onto your ankles, sit up straight and tall, close your eyes. Don't worry at all what it looks like. Instead, focus on sitting straight and tall and allowing a gentle opening into your body. Your hands. Open your eyes. Bring your knees together. Stretch your legs straight out in front of you. Shake them up and down just a little bit. And let's take one more forward bend. Inhale, arms reach up. And exhale, we fold forward into this reflective, introspective forward bend. Your hands up your legs. Catch the backs of your thighs and roll down onto your back. So we lay all the way down onto the floor now. Take a little rock from side to side. Now align your knees directly above your hips. Spread your arms out wide on the floor. Lift your shins parallel to the ground and then draw your belly in. And now using your abdominal strength, lower your knees halfway over to the right. And then pull them back up with deep belly strength. And then halfway to the left. Go side to side. And you're welcome to straighten your legs instead of bending your knees. You see what feels right for you. One more time to the right. One last time to the left. Give your knees a hug. Take hands on your knees. Circle them round and round a few times. And shift the direction. Go round the other way. And then we'll come back to center. And it's time now to choose an inversion. You can lay on your back and reach your legs up to the sky. You could push your feet into the floor, lifting hips off the ground in a bridge pose. You could take your hips and legs up above you in a shoulder stand. Or if you have another inversion you practice safely, choose that. Find your way there. And while you're in the inversion, I'm going to pass something out that we'll use a little bit later. more deep breaths in your inversion. Now slowly, gently, begin to find your way back down to the mat. Once you've come all the way down, wrap your arms around your knees. Rock your body side to side. And then we'll follow the inversions with fish pose. Set your feet onto the mat. Slip your hands underneath your hips. And then stretch your legs out straight. Sit up onto fingertips, tucking elbows under your back so you're propped up on your forearms. And then let your head lay back and reach your heart to the sky. And then carefully the head lifts back up. And we lay the fish pose down onto the ground. Free your hands from underneath you. Reach them instead to the floor behind your head. Lace your fingers together. Turn your palms around so you're giving your whole body a big stretch. Now let's reach down and take hold of the right knee. As you hug it into your body, then cross it all the way over you to the left while you turn your head and look to the right. Relax your hips. Smooth out your forehead. Loosen your jaw. Your left hand slip away to the floor. Unroll that twist. Let it lay you back down on the mat. Straighten your body out. Once again, stretch from end to end. And then reach down. Grab your left leg. Cross it all the way over you to the right. Turn your head now to the left. Let your right hand slip away. And the last twist rolls you over and lays you softly down. See if you need to straighten your body out. And you're welcome to cover yourself up. It's chilly this morning. Do whatever you need to do to get comfortable as you lay yourself down now for this final relaxation. This time of the close of one year and the dawn of a new one. It's a time of reflection and time of anticipation. What do I have to be grateful for this past year? Who were the most significant people in my life this past year? And how did their presence in my life enhance my life? Whose lives did I enhance most significantly? Thank you. What were the most memorable events of this past year? What did I learn about myself in this past year? Take a few deep breaths now of gratitude and of letting go. What are my highest hopes and dreams for the coming year? What are the biggest obstacles to the achievement of these dreams? And what habits will I put in place to overcome these obstacles? What specific people and communities am I going to invest my time and energy into this year? The way that you perceive yourself has tremendous power. Most people never really grow or change simply because the way they perceive themselves never really changes for their entire life. Those people who actively work to change their own perceptions of themselves inevitably are always changing and growing in deep and meaningful ways. Take a few breaths of joyful anticipation of what is to come. Now take a very deep breath in. Long, slow exhale out. And give yourself a moment now to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. When you're ready, make your way over onto your right side for a moment. Lay your head on your arm and linger a little bit. And finally, let's come back to the very place where we began. Find your way back to a comfortable seated position. Offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And again, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Back to center. arms circling up and into the sky, where our hands meet together above us. They'll come first to our forehead for joyful anticipation, for gratitude and letting go in our thoughts today. And to our lips for joyful anticipation, gratitude and letting go in our words. And to our heart for joyful anticipation, gratitude and letting go in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. So before you go, there's a little something at the end of your mat. So get those, and we'll do a little countdown. You ready? Got them? You have to be, you probably just have to put the horn in your mouth because you'll need two hands for the little confetti thing. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And if you wait for it, I'm a little off timing, but Auld Lang Syne's about to play. Happy New Year, everybody. Club is closed on Monday. We'll see you in the new year. True.